Friday, July 18, 2008. U.S. Admiral confirms arms sales freeze. Weapons saga. Timothy Keating said U.S. forces were already a powerful deterrent in East Asia and Beijing shouldn't bother challenging them as it would surely lose. The U.S. preeminence in East Asia and its confidence that it could beat any hostile Chinese military maneuver against Taiwan make it less urgent for Washington to approve a batch of arms sales to Taiwan that the administration has frozen, the commander of the U.S. forces in the Pacific region said in Washington on Wednesday. Admiral Timothy Keating confirmed the decision of the administration of U.S. President George W. Bush to freeze the processing of some $12 billion U.S. dollars in arms sales to Taiwan, at least temporarily. But amid indications that his Pacific Command disagrees with the administration on the freeze, Keating's defense was heavily hedged against as he answered questions at a presentation at the Heritage Foundation, a conservative think tank. Earlier reports stated that the items involved in the freeze include submarines, anti-missile systems, and helicopters, as well as advanced F-16 fighter jets. It is administration policy, the admiral said in answer to a question from a Taiwanese reporter. Destabilize. He justified the policy by saying, "We want to do nothing to destabilize the Straits," sick. The folks who make these decisions have reconciled Taiwan's current military posture and China's current military posture and strategy, he said, referring to the State Department, White House, and National Security Council, NSC. That indicates there is no pressing, compelling need for, at least this moment, arms sales to Taiwan of the systems that we are talking about, he said. Keating was not asked whether the new policy violates the Taiwan Relations Act of 1979, in which the U.S. is committed to supply Taiwan with defensive weapons on the basis of need rather than political considerations, as well as former U.S. President Ronald Reagan's six assurances, which pledged the continuation of such weapon sales. News reports have said the freeze, which began late last year, was a bid to placate China as the U.S. needed Beijing's cooperation on a series of global issues, as well as concerns expressed by Chinese Nationalist Party KMT officials that the timing of any sales announcement could affect warming relations with China under the administration of President Ma Ying-jeou. Hamper. Whether the freeze will in years ahead hamper Taiwan's ability to defend itself against an increasingly strong and modern Chinese military machine as Taiwan's military might wanes is a consideration but not a concern, Keating said, conceding that the military balance in the strait could widen in China's favor in years to come. In discussing the situation with top Pentagon officials, U.S. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice and NSC officials, Keating said he told them that he was not overly concerned but that the cross-strait situation is something we regard carefully. We are doing everything in our power to preclude occurrence, that is to say, the outbreak of hostilities across the strait, Keating said. And I'm more comfortable today than I was 15 months ago that my belief is well-founded, that it's very unlikely that there will be a conflict across the strait. But Keating added that Taiwan's stuff is getting older, China's stuff is good and getting newer, there is an imbalance. I think that our country's policy to do everything we can to defuse tension in the strait has borne fruit and is much more likely to be unchallenged in the year to mid and even to long term, he said. Keating asserted that the U.S. was committed to the defense of Taiwan, adding that the U.S. position as a preeminent force in the Pacific meant that it would be folly for China or another country to believe it could win a war against the U.S. On the basis of this his repeated conversations with Chinese military leaders since he took over as U.S. commander in the Pacific last year, Keating said he felt the situation in the Taiwan Strait was significantly more stable than when he took over. The tensions have been palpably decreased in the Strait, especially since March election, he said. We are trying to instill a very clear sense of military preeminence so as to be a powerful deterrence against China's kinetic military undertaking against Taiwan. I want them, China, to know they are going to lose, so don't bother, he said. In Taipei, Presidential Office spokesman Wang Yuqi yesterday said the legislature's passage of relevant budgets demonstrated Taiwan's commitment to strengthening its self-defense capability. The office expressed the hope that the U.S. arms procurement could proceed as originally scheduled, he said.